Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Belief in the Almighty is the fundamental tenet of the Islamic faith. When a person thinks that he has a creator and that one day the creator will call him to account on the basis of his deeds, then such a person can rightly be termed as a religious person. The Quran says that we do not need to substantiate the existence of the Almighty. It is a self-evident, obvious reality. However, the Quran has still alluded to some aspects which direct the attention of a right-minded person towards the existence of the Almighty. In this session, we shall take a look at some of these testimonies. The first of these testimonies can be termed as the testimony of our own intuition. We intuitively believe that we have a creator who has created us. This feeling is inborn within us. We find this thing attached within us. And the Quran itself says that this whole matter manifested in the form of a pledge before the creation of mankind. He called all souls to his presence and asked them to acknowledge him. And all souls acknowledged him. However, the memory of this incident has been erased from him because he has been sent in this world for trial and test. However, just as a newborn baby leaps to his mother or her mother without any hindrance, in the same manner, when we are told that we have a creator, we instinctively jump and we instinctively gather this conclusion. So therefore, it is the testimony of our own intuition that there is a superior being who has created us and who is taking care of our affairs. The second testimony can be termed as the testimony of our intellect. We know that man has been blessed with senses. He sees, he hears, he observes, he even is able to feel certain things. However, there are certain conclusions which he draws on the basis of the data which he receives from these senses, which is far beyond these senses. For example, in the realm of science, he has formulated various laws which he is not able to observe. However, these laws explain all manifestations which are found around him. For example, the law of gravitation. He has not observed this law. He has not seen this law. But in spite of that, this law is found in this universe, and we know that all scientific facts are explained on the basis of this law. On a very similar basis, although we are not able to observe the Almighty, although we are not able to see him, however, we are able to see his manifestations, his strong manifestations in this universe. We see tremendous amount of creativity. We see his providence. We see his mercy. We see his wisdom all around us. Everything has been put to our service. And on the basis of this, we also realize that whatever we find outside us and our own existence has been created by someone who is much superior to us. On the basis of this own testimony of our intellect, we are forced to believe that we have been created by a creator. And finally, we come to the historical testimony regarding the existence of the Almighty. We know that at the very inception of mankind, Adam and Eve had a conversation with God Almighty. And this conversation, in which the whole matter of creation was discussed and depicted, was transferred to later generations so that this could become a proof of the fact that there is a God who had conversed with our forefathers and whose conception should never remain alien to any generation of mankind in any place of the earth at any time. Now, to further corroborate the existence of the Almighty, there was a time in the time of the prophets, when a person would be able to judge whether his faith and deeds are acceptable to the Almighty or not. And in this way, he directly comes into contact with his creator. And the methodology which was adopted in this regard was that he would make an animal sacrifice and a fire would descend from the heavens and consume that sacrifice, which would be a symbol of the fact that the Almighty has accepted it. Now, here at the end, a word of caution regarding the existence of God. Although we believe in a superior being, we believe in a God, we are not able to see him. So, to have a better comprehension of the being who has created us, the Almighty says in the Quran that we need to know the Almighty through his attributes and through his practices. As far as attributes and his practices are concerned, we need a separate session to discuss each of them. Here, a word of caution would suffice, and that relates to the attributes of God. We know that God has several attributes, and most of them have been discussed in the Quran. There is a great need to profess in all these attributes simultaneously. The reason is that if one takes to one attribute and disregards the other, tremendous imbalances in life concur. We see, therefore, that people who have lost sight of the attribute of justice and have clung to the attribute of mercy have absolutely gone berserk, and they think that even if they do anything, any evil in this world, if they perpetrate any evil in this world, the Almighty would forgive them because of His mercy. They fail to realize that that besides being merciful, the Almighty is also a just God. He would not go any person scot-free for all his mistakes. So therefore, we need to find a balance, and we need to consider the attributes of God in all their totality. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين